Yeah, I was shocked as I started playing with it. I think the other day, because I'm in kind of a whole no man's land for HT usage. I struggle to hit a repeater real solid with an HT from my house in any direction. So I don't know who I was talking with, and I heard all the Macomb County ARPS guys talking about DMR, and everybody's talking about DMR, so I got my radio out, and holy cow, I can't believe the coverage that just the Detroit repeater alone has. It's stunning. And then I looked at the rest of the coverage, and man, it's most of the state. So I'm excited. I'm headed north the next 2 weekends. I want to get my code plug right, because I think almost everywhere that I go, at least by car, is going to be covered in the same network. And it's, I mean, that is impressive. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about this system and the fact that people are actually using it. And, you know, in the past when I've played with DMR, I didn't really know anybody that was using it. So now that there's a lot of people using it, it's the usual suspects plus some. It's been awesome. It's been awesome to grab that radio and just be able to chat at the house and be on an HT. Over to you, Dakota.
N8DBF. Yeah, since most of my, what would you call it, hobby extracurricular radio is done at the house, that's kind of what my focus is right now, and it's on the weekends, which is not in the truck, so I'm going to definitely pick something up, and we can test that out on the weekends when you're running up north and see how you're doing. And then that Detroit machine, is that K8 LTS, the same one that's the 442175 on analog?